This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this February 11th, 2018 Global Transmission. I'm going to be hosting the first hour, and then coming on the second hour, Owen Schroyer is going to be joining you. He's working on a big story with Dr. Jerome Corsi and this Russian aircraft that blew up today that may have been carrying members of Uranium One. That's coming up. But first, a John Baum report. Americans want Obama investigated. They want Obama indicted.
Well, it's pretty simple, Mockingbird Media. The American people don't believe you. And furthermore, your nagging wife mentality targeting our president has translated into an attack on the future of our republic and the very citizens inhabiting that republic.
We're getting more North Korean every day in this country. I mean, you know, yesterday the president says people who don't cheer are un-American and treasonous. And today we're going to start having big parades with tanks and missiles. People have to decide whether they want to have that kind of country. I mean, we have a country where we celebrate our troops, as Barbara said, when they come home from battle in Lower Manhattan, and we throw ticker tape. But the idea in peacetime, simply to have tanks roll through the streets of Washington, that's, to use a phrase that the president likes to use, in my experience, that's un-American.
There are certain issues that are Rosetta Stones, or skeleton keys, as I call them, that open up what we're facing. The leftist globalists hate America. They've always hated our military. They're quoted as calling the military dumb animals. They're really scared of people that sacrifice or have courage, because they're a bunch of cloistered chicken neck academics who are threatened by it. They're scared of them. Leftists are just horrified of any individual that they have an idea has any physical or mental prowess that isn't fully in the state's hands.
The latest IBD TIPP poll shows, how closely are you following news stories about the role played by the FBI and the Department of Justice during the 2016 presidential election? Of those who responded, 72% said they were following the story either very closely, 39%, or somewhat closely, 33%. Some 55% of those said it was likely that the Obama administration improperly surveilled the Trump campaign during the 2016 election. There was an obvious partisan split among the responses, with 87% of Republicans and 55% of independents saying the improper spying took place, but only 31% of Democrats. On the question of whether a special counsel was needed to investigate whether the FBI and the Department of Justice improperly surveilled the Trump campaign during the 2016 presidential election, 54% responded yes and 44% no. Again, 74% of Republicans and 50% of independents wanted a special counsel appointed, but even 44% of Democrats thought it would be a good idea. Let's cut to the chase. Americans want the Steele dossier, its funding, and the members of the Obama administration that were involved in its dissemination and distribution, including Obama himself, investigated.
Pete, the Democrats have forfeited all credibility on this case. They haven't told the truth from day one. Pete, here's what's even more tragically amusing about the Democrats. They lie so much they step on their own stories. They told us before the release of the Nunez Republican memo, remember this? They said, oh my gosh, sources and methods, it's going to jeopardize national security. Nobody should see this. Cover it up, sweep it under the rug. And then the memo came out. Oh, this is a big nothing burger. It's a total dud. Nothing to see here, folks. Move along. They have not told the truth from day one on this. They have forfeited all their credibility, and this is important. They are covering up what I believe to be the biggest scandal in modern political history, and that is the spying out of the Trump team by the Obama administration with no evidence to do so.
MSM's full-blown Russia-Trump collusion propaganda debacle has failed in the eyes of a majority of Americans. How long will this treasonous media continue to destroy itself before they find themselves under investigation? John Baum reporting for InfoWars.com.
You better, you can make them, you can make them, It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news. Today, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It is February 11th, 2018, my 44th birthday, and I'm exactly where I want to be, fighting the globalists at point-blank range. But Owen Schroyer, with big breaking news, the Dr. Jerome Corsi will be hosting the second hour because they're busy working on this big story of the Russian downed a passenger jet that blew up in midair, like 8,000 feet, appears to be a bomb. And QAnon had predicted this, and some of our other sources saying that it could be connected to getting rid of evidence of uranium one and the Hillary connection. That's coming up in the second hour. That said, the illusion of globalism is beginning to fade. And once you've taken your blinders off, or you could reverse that and said, taken the sunglasses, that the establishment doesn't want you to wear and put them on, like they live, you then see for yourself that you've been lied to over and over again by so-called mainstream media that's simply bought and paid for by multinational interests that have conquered this country. And it doesn't mean that when you support InfoWars or President Trump or nationalism or free market capitalism that you think you're perfect or you think we're perfect, but we know it works 1,000 times better and is what builds big, open, free, wealthy societies. Now, that creates the byproduct of decadence, so that's certainly a real issue. But globalists like George Soros that have been openly bragging that they are funding, trying to keep the EU in control of countries that never voted to enter it, like the UK, the fact that he's so brazen and so out in the open only will accelerate the planetary awakening to their tyranny. Soros, quote, proud of donating $500,000 to overturn Brexit vote. Amazing. Proud to be involved in $5 billion to overthrow the elected government in Ukraine 40 years ago and start that whole crisis and then bring in 10 million military-age men from the Middle East. And now the EU says, give us more funding, give us an EU army, or we can't protect you from the migrant ghettos that will become, quote, nuclear bombs in the future. Create the crisis, offer the solution, the Hegelian dialectic. Now, that said, there are always outrages going on. And I saw an outrage yesterday morning that I knew I was going to come in here and cover on Sunday. But I wondered, I said, will anyone pay attention? Will anybody get upset? Will anybody think something's going on here? Because usually people don't get upset, at least at the rate I do. And people did, though. By last night, it was the hottest thing on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, you name it. And NBC that had shot the footage was using their bots to ban anybody showing the footage, even though it's clearly fair use. In fact, I saw it yesterday morning. I saw it last night. I spent a good hour today looking for it. And when I got here, the producer said, yeah, the bots have banned it everywhere. Even NBC has pulled it. And it's Pence not clapping during the North Korean delegation behavior, authoritarian parade, there in Seoul for the beginning of the Winter Olympics. And it's the sister of Kim Jong-un, the bloodthirsty dictator, who's constantly threatening to nuke the U.S. and all this. And so they're there as part of a, quote, peace delegation because Trump's put pressure on them. For the first time ever, a member of the ruling communist royal house, communism is always royal, it's no form of royalty, it's the first time they've come to the table because they understand how much trouble they're in. NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN all praised her and said she was glaring at Pence, and liberals said, oh, we hope she attacks Pence, and oh, she's so sexy, oh, she's so beautiful. And then when it blew up in their face, they began to remove the video. So we'll see by tomorrow if we can find it. We got still shots of it up on Infowars.com. But it's not just that they're praising North Korea, our controlled media, over our vice president, over our own Olympic team, and saying how sexy she is and, ooh, the red carpet, and it's so beautiful. I mean, we've got the clips of them all fawning over her, but they had to pull most of those because it's got the video they don't want you to see. So, I don't even know why they want it pulled. I mean, it's everybody clapping when they talk about Kim Jong-un, but Pence. And then it's her glaring at him, behind him. Look at this. Kim Jong-un's sister stealing the show at the Winter Olympics. Oh my gosh. They keep more than half their population in slave camps, and they admit that they, quote, take babies like you take a chicken's eggs at birth, so they're not loyal to the family. Millions die every couple of years. They torture people to death like no one's ever seen. And our media, I remember Lester Holt was about a month ago got in trouble because he was repeating North Korean propaganda against Trump and our military and against South Korea. That's because the Clintons went and gave him the reactors. The Clintons gave him the missiles. I mean, this is globalist garbage. There it is. Embarrassment for NBC News after Lester Holt apparently falls for North Korean propaganda. It goes, you could not support a worse regime living on the planet. Stalin and Hitler were as bad or worse, per capita even killed more people, but probably not even as psychotically ridiculous. I mean, the North Koreans are under total slavery. And to see Hollywood, and oh, there's all these articles, so many of them with Hollywood tweeting and saying, oh, good going, girl. Man, we wish you'd kick Pence off the podium. I mean, it's everywhere. But the media thought, the controlled media thought they could promote North Korea like it was good and Trump was bad and Pence was bad. But when it blew up within about 6 hours, the footage is all gone, which shows how arrogant they are, how they launch this type of stuff and then pull it back. But if you ever wanted to know who runs our country and the type of criminals that are in charge who are being removed and why they're so upset, this is an example. So Leanne McAdoo put together a little short piece. It's on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. CNN praises dictator's sister at the Olympics. We'll see, because she's aware of the fact they're pulling the video, so she didn't put the video. She put still images, but has the fawning, and it's the fawning they don't want you to see because they just are, again, so disconnected. Here it is.
Securing their nickname as the Commie News Network, CNN got roasted for raving about Kim Jong-un's sister, who is stealing the show at the Winter Olympics, y'all. CNN asserts if diplomatic dance were an event at the Winter Olympics, Kim Jong-un's younger sister would be favored to win gold. CNN even went there saying the dictator's sister, Kim Yo-jong, is North Korea's answer to Ivanka Trump. Right, she's a key member of a murderous regime that tortures, starves, and jails its citizens in prison labor camps and overseen the execution of hundreds of North Korean citizens since her brother took power. You go, girl! Like most members of her family, little is known about about Kim beyond her official rank, and her power exists because she is the person the supreme leader trusts more than anyone else in the regime. See? Just like Ivanka. Otto Warmbier was not available for comment, nor was Kim Jong-un's brother, who might have stolen the show at the Winter Olympics had he not been murdered last year with poison. CNN's hatred for Trump has reached such epic proportions, they are now glorifying a communist regime to make a point. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
And to be clear, the footage they're banning, there is a small clip in our video, total fair use for us to analyze, you know, what happens at world events, 100%, but they still will try to ban this stuff, and we have to counter block them to even be able to show you. But it's a very short clip. It's Pence clapping during the U.S. delegation in South Korean and Japanese. She's not clapping during that, and then she doesn't clap during the American. And then the leftist media jumped on this and said, look at how bad Pence is. So that's what they don't want you to see, is her rolling her horrible dictator bloodthirsty eyes when most of her family has even been killed by her brother. But I'll give it to her. You know where all the food's going? It's to her big fat-ass demonic little pig monster brother, who's a little fat, waddling, degenerate vampire made for the pit of hell. So maybe that is a good work for her. She's like the rest of the anorexic population, because that demon, no one else is allowed to be fat. If you're fat, he kills you. That's admitted. Imagine that selfishness of this little demonic.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
February 11th, 2018. I'm 44 years old today, and I am so honored to be your radio host, and I'm so honored to be here. My family and folks are like, Alex, take a day off. I am taking a day off. This is where I want to be. I mean, I've been chomping at the bit to get on air since yesterday. Like everybody else I know that I've talked to on the street are so upset by CNN attacking Pence when he's clapping for the South Korean, Japanese, and U.S. delegations. And then he didn't clap, reportedly, during North Korea's weird cult-like cheerleaders. They're like U.S. troops that would get captured in Vietnam that were, you know, doing Morse code. They were forced to say things they didn't want to. America's evil, but they were doing Morse code with their eyes. I mean, these are all slaves. You can't clap for literal slaves. Imagine if, you know, 200 years ago, they had a band of, black slaves playing banjos. And you were in a time machine sent back to some slave plantation. And they had six or seven black men up there playing banjos beautifully. I'm sorry, I'm not clapping. Even if their banjo playing is the best I ever heard, probably was. I'm not going to sit there but that's not the controversy. It was her glaring at him. It's a little clip of it in Leanne's video that we just played. Glaring at him, and they are expunging this everywhere because they praised her on CNN, you name it. All these Hollywood tweets said, oh, I wish she'd have kicked him. I wish she would have assaulted Pence. God, if I was behind the vice president, I would have attacked him. You are siding. You are siding, ladies and gentlemen, with the most murderous, insane dictatorship in the world. She is the princess of the Demon King, the third generational dictator of North Korea. And so she's rolling her eyes and all this stuff during these videos, and everyone is like fantasizing how she needs to attack the vice president. And then the media goes, oh, my God, people, that really made America mad, so they're pulling the video. And there's even more. There were those long videos of this going on, and they're just expunging it everywhere. We're going to try to find it and add it to Infowars.com and a whole article about this. But it continues because they're telling you what they side for, what they believe in, what they're doing. MSNBC, CNN, all of them, Anderson Cooper, the leftist arm of the CIA, all back the Arab Spring starting 7 years ago. Al Gore talked about it. And they went around murdering Christians everywhere en masse. And now Jimmy Kimmel has done another anti-Christian piece for his show Friday night. That's a whole other subject coming up. But it's just assaults on Christians have doubled worldwide, even according to the UN, the last 9 years since Obama got in. It's open season all over these countries to attack Christians. Owen Schroer is going to be covering that when he comes up. Video, Jimmy Kimmel presents bigoted anti-Christian skit. So he's totally under the control of the globalists. It is truly sickening. But let's go to this next report because this tells it all as well. Rob Reiner, worth $400 million reportedly, meathead from ancient programs back in the 70s, Archie Bunker, a social engineer, gets up there at an award show and says, we are in the last battle of the Civil War. And the left is hashtag hunt Republicans. All of this is being invoked. And he says, oh, and then makes up stuff that Trump never said about s-hole countries and all this other garbage, and then pushes this narrative of division. He says, we were on this glide path to destroy the country. We were on this glide path to deindustrialize it, sell it out to communist China. That's what they've done, to make everybody a renter, to get rid of the American dream. And then here comes Trump and tries to turn the economy around and secure the borders and bring in nationalism. That's all that's happening, is sovereignty is being brought back to our country. And so Rob Reiner, this individual, you know, out there defending Harvey Weinstein and all the rest of it, sits there. It turns out at this minority award show, there are reports that the people that are at them pay, leftists pay to go to the black award show and then be given awards so they can race spew. Think about that. It's incredible. And this is what the left's pushing: uprisings, murders, killings, beating up conservatives and libertarians at rallies, censoring everybody online. But they say if Trump has a military parade, we haven't had one in 18 years, and we should have one for the veterans and those that died and their families and honor our military, everybody else can have them, but we can't have them. It's very evil if we have one, while they praise North Korea. And you got Time Magazine, the case for rioting, and CNN saying, well, cops are getting killed because they deserve it. You know, if one person gets killed, maybe mistakenly, if a cop 1,000 miles away or 500 miles away or 2,000 miles away gets shot while he's fixing a flat tire, pumping gas, he deserves it. We play the CNN clips and the MSNBC clips. When they cut back, they go, well, another memorial for dead cops. Well, cops got to change how they're acting. Just like the guy that shot Scalise and others. CNN, Wolf Blitzer had a guest on, said, he's my friend, he's a good guy, he's not a monster. And Wolf Blitzer nods his head, and they go to break. Rob Reiner, make no sense, this showdown boils down to one thing: racism. GOP fighting to the death of the Browning of America. They will lose the battle for the Civil War. Diversity is our strength. You're trying to brainwash all the people here to get on welfare and be anti-American. People aren't against bringing in migrants or immigrants. We're against your whole globalist program that the UN's running in Europe and running here, and your own WikiLeaks admits you want racial division and race war to control people. And by the way, a lot of people pointed out, I tweeted it at Real Alex Jones yesterday, said Obama did have his military parade. And of course, it was funding and supporting ISIS to invade 8 different countries. Now, because of Trump and the Russians fighting back, they've had their ass handed to them. So, again, you've got the left siding with North Korea against our Olympic team and Vice President Pence, and not just CNN, a whole bunch of media channels doing that. And you've got Rob Reiner saying, we're in a civil war. But when I said the left's trying to start a civil war last year or this year, oh, Jones is crazy, no one wants a civil war. When they buy full-page ads calling for violent revolution in the New York Times, and Antifa won't let our reporters go on the Capitol grounds with guns at them, and the police say, sorry, we can't do anything, that's not fascism. No, it is. Just like North Korea crushes political speech, in 1989 in Tiananmen Square, it was real liberal students, the classical liberal, wanting free speech, with the nearby university taking over the People's Square and being attacked and killed by the thousands once the night fell. And it's the left trying to ban free speech on colleges. It's the left hitting people in the heads with bike locks and stabbing and beating them. It's the left banning libertarian, Christian, and conservative speakers. It's the left, these universities from Missouri to Washington State last year, saying no whites allowed on Sunday, no whites allowed on the commons, and then weird, crazy white women saying no whites allowed, and, you know, get these people out of here, get me some muscle. They're the equivalent of the communist Chinese coming in and taking over. Let's go out to break with Rob Reiner and his call for war.
But then he gets into office, and there are good people on both sides in Charlottesville, and there are people coming from countries, and it goes on, and you see the people that he hires that are in his administration, and we see that this now becomes the last battle of the Civil War. And we're fighting it right now. And we're going to win. We're going to win. But we thought we were on this glide path. We've been dragged
back.
That's right.
And we're going to go to break. You thought you were on your guide path just like you did in Russia for 85 years. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Over the last 4 years, 3 of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Reveal to you the organization, the group, the collusion, the body, the people, the organization, the cult of individuals behind Donald Trump and who controls Donald Trump. I decided today to go ahead and come clean with you, and I'm going to do it during this segment. In fact, I'm going to do it right now. They have had countless news reports just this weekend saying that Trump had over 9,000 takeoffs and landings just in the last year of his campaign. That's the number. 900. Close to 1,000. And that twice a Russian oligarch that bought a Florida compound from him many years ago landed at an airport during the same day as him. So that's the total proof. Meanwhile, the Clintons got hundreds of millions of dollars from Russian interests, 30-plus million just on Uranium One, and there were FBI informants and FBI agents, a huge investigation, tracking it, and then they all got pulled off the case by Mueller and then Comey. And it goes on and on, and the Secret Server, and they're globalists, and they hate America. And then they tell us somebody that's America first and has proven by his political actions, killing TPP, renegotiating that, the GATT, controlling the borders, bringing back thousands of companies, trying to kickstart the economy, 2.2 million new jobs, stock market was up 8,000 points, now 6,000 points, trying hard. And they say that not just Trump, me, you, Rand Paul, I saw new clips this weekend where they're saying it's not just 600 and something thousand people on Twitter that are Russian agents. They said there's 8 million they've discovered, and they're going after them. Anybody that's pro-America, you're a Russian agent. That's the proof why we said so. While we have late-night comics reading off teleprompters, they said so. So let me give you who is in control of Trump. And I do this to troll the media. It's true, but they'll cut off what I say after. That's fine, because you'll find what I really said. If you're not watching live, I tell Trump what to do. I am in charge of President Trump. I am Donald Trump's boss. The president is colluding with me. He takes directives directly from me. And President Trump is my power slave. President Trump works for me. I'm in charge. I run the country. Oh, by the way, so do 337 million of you. And if you vote, and if you're politically active, you are the president's boss. And he said that in his inauguration, and he said that at his first speech to Congress, and he said it again a few weeks ago, and he says it all the time, and he means it. Because, by the way, he's just like you. He's in the cult of America. He's in the cult of not screwing people over. He's in the cult of believing in this republic and believing in free market and this being the best example of that, because his mother believed in it and his father believed in it, and they raised him that way, and he sat there and watched the country he loved go to hell, and he's standing up against it. So when they tell you that you're a Russian bot, they're saying you're a criminal, you're an enemy, you're not an American, when they're the globalists, they're the ones saying kill the cops, overthrow the country, get rid of Christians, get rid of flyover country, get rid of free market. Oh, they hate the military. Oh, they, because they're a bunch of cowards. Of course they do. When they say we can't have a military parade, but, oh, they love everybody else's military parade, or they love their big women's marches led by Linda Sorcerer, paid for by George Soros, and the horrible green slime that comes out of his rear end. I mean, all of this is what they stand for and who they are. And so that's the bottom line. And they say you didn't elect Trump. You were mind controlled. You know, I was thinking about watching hundreds and hundreds, and I say hundreds, I mean, it's got to be close to 1,000 videos I've watched in just the last 3 years. It's one of the, I don't watch a lot of TV and stuff, but man, I'm addicted just because it's so shocking. I cry sometimes. I get tears in my eyes involuntarily. When we'll watch some 2-hour live feed with Owen or Millie Weaver or Rob Dew or something I already shot but didn't realize when I was live. You know, I'll watch it later. And it's like crazy, dumbed down, drooling maniacs. One crazy, hateful group after another, attacking reporters, dumping coffee on people, hitting folks in the head with bike locks, beating people over the head with Mexican flags, spitting on everybody, and you realize they can go have their demonstrations, and then everywhere we go, they shut down our events, they beat us over the head, they scream and call us fascist when they're the fascist, and then they say we can't have a military parade, which, of course, is Trump chumping them, trolling them. It has to be done. They're saying we can't have it. They go out and attack any parade that happens. That's why you don't have them. And it's like, this is our free speech. We're not the Chinese communists coming into Tiananmen Square when the students had an uprising for free speech peacefully and crushing free speech. You're the ones at the inauguration blocking everybody getting in, myself included. I watched them particularly beat up women. You're the ones getting in front of us going in, and you're the ones that want the full control of the state to crush the American people. But the good news is you've had your Waterloo already. You've jumped the shark. You've gone too far. With your illegal spying on the campaign, illegal spying on the president-elect. Now it's come out illegal spying on the president by your deep state, and you couldn't find anything. So you try to find statements that don't match up, and that doesn't work. And now you're crapping your drawers because mainstream media is dying. Corporations, the big globalist system is in trouble. Even though with the real economy turned on, they made more money. They don't want money if you don't have it. You understand? They want you to not have money and only they have it so they can dictate everything to you. That's what they want is poverty. It's the disease of the third world where the elites keep people poor on purpose. So President Trump works for us. And when they insult you and say the Russians are who you work for, they are raping your free speech, your vote, and they're the globalists. They're the outside power. They're the enemy. But here is Kevin McCarthy, why FISA memo matters. I'm going to get to that after the break. But Matt Gaetz, who's been on the show, congressman, says, don't worry, America's winning, America's awake. We will win, and another special counsel will crush these criminals because they've got real bona fide evidence out of the inspector general's office to crush them. That's why Rosenstein, right when Trump got in, changed the power structure, it's not supposed to, where he's in command and not the solicitor general with oversight. So let's go to that clip. Here's Congressman Gaetz.
My expectation is that the American people will win through the appointment of a second special counsel, but that is going to require the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, to do his job. The FBI and the Department of Justice cannot investigate themselves, and the evidence we've uncovered shows wrongdoing at the highest levels of those agencies.
Does Sessions have the authority, since he kind of recused himself from Russian matters, to appoint a second independent counsel?
Of course he does. There was no legal obligation for that recusal, and frankly, I don't even know what the four corners of that recusal are. Here, the accusation is not against Russia. It's against the very agency that Jeff Sessions leads, the Department of Justice, and then some of the senior politicized leadership at the FBI. So he could appoint that special counsel.
Okay.
More than two dozen Republicans have joined me in calling for it, and it's darn time that it happened.
Yeah, pressure.
And why hasn't Rosenstein recused himself? And they've been caught running, commanding, captaining, honchoing, quarterbacking, leading. El Supremo, the whole fake, idiotic Russia deal. And now it's getting worse, man. There's a bunch of clips on InfoWars.com and NewsWars. I'm sure you've seen them yourself, where they're just calling me, not Rand Paul, not just me, not just everybody's a Russian agent. I mean, you either get in line with this load of bull or it's crazy. It shows they're going for broke and they've been caught. Now, when we come back, I've got some really disturbing news that is happening to everybody I know, and I see it all over online, and people are catching this on video. So this is the first of many reports where we're going to talk about this phenomenon that, unfortunately, I predicted and I was dead right about, because I can see where this is going. I know how psychological warfare works. We're going to talk about something that is the real threat. We're going to defeat the globalists. We're going to defeat communism. We're going to defeat collectivism, but there's something else even bigger coming down the road. And we can't kick the can down the road anymore, so we're going to talk about it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I want to plow into all of this. I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, You are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Next hour, Owen Schroyer is going to be hosting live, and we've got Dr. Corsi coming on with some big breaking news at the last 30 minutes dealing with that Russian airliner that blew up with 70-plus dead. How that may tie to uranium one and more. Now, if you're a new listener, you've probably heard, hey, your Samsung TVs, your Sharp TVs, your you name it, are watching and listening to you. It's in the terms of service. We broke it 3 years ago. Back in 2006, Google put out a press release, but only to shareholders. And so we were sent a prospectus from a shareholder of Google saying, we're already watching and listening to everybody that has cameras and microphones already built in. And this is going to be a ubiquitous system where whoever races to have this in the home, one day the public will be ready for this. You'll have devices, smart devices that order your food, control your thermostat. You'll just basically lay there like you're in the movie WALL-E giving orders. But how are they going to roll this out once it's there? It was the CIA director, 5 years ago, Petraeus said, your dishwasher will spy on you. So remember, I told you about this in 2000 because I had NSA sources we were having on air. whistleblowers and others, high level, and some off air. And people attacked me, always crazy. But we had the actual documents. And I even tore these machines, Scientific Atlantic cable boxes, open on television and showed the hidden microphones, you know, a decade before there was even people using it for voice, voice command. And then how the race was Connect 8-9 years ago with Microsoft and everything else. So we were always the cutting edge, just as we were willing to cover it. It was all in white papers and trade publications and was all admitted by the engineers. And the engineers were concerned, so we had them on air. And some of them I talked to privately. I'm not an engineer. I was just simply covering what was admitted. It's like I'm telling people 20 years ago they're going to have driverless cars, and they're going to say humans are too dangerous and phase us out. And then with the insurance and make you have driver cars, and the globalists say they're going to bring in computers to make us obsolete. It's not that computers and things are bad. I'm all for technology. I'm a technophile. It's that they're going to engineer it with the back doors and all up to control you. So then you started seeing EAS systems break in on phones 6-7 years ago and cable systems about wars or this or that. To get you used to see what you do if it said martial law on your TV. And that happened hundreds of times we know of locally around the country. And it happened in Europe. And it happened in Japan. They're testing different agencies and groups to see how you will respond. Now, lately, it's become such a phenomenon in the last 2 years that on YouTube there are tens of thousands. I looked today before the show. Of videos where people repeat what happened. They'll tell their wife or their husband, I'm sick of your crap. You know, gosh, what do you want me to do but kill myself? And it calls the police on them, or it calls the psych ward. And then literally the phone rings and says, are you talking about committing suicide? Or you say, that's it, I'm calling the cops. It calls the cops. Okay? But it's beyond that. Google said in 2006 to its shareholders, they said, if we hear a dog barking, even though you're not online looking at dog stuff, we'll put dog ads in. So about 5 years ago, we began to notice that we would be talking about stuff that didn't even matter around the office, weird stuff. We did tests, and suddenly the next day it'd be on our Google feeds, on our Facebook feeds. Jen is under the weather, one of the producers, she runs the Dave and Night Show. She's still going to come on. She's under the weather. But she said, yeah, I talked about beer in the shower as a joke. Next day, beer in the shower was on her Facebook feed. This has happened. And what's weird is as they make it ubiquitous, no one wants to admit it. Now, today, getting ready for the show, a couple hours before I got here, even though I got here a few hours before the show, they were even here earlier, Zach, one of the lead producers, who's on screen, he's in there, and he'll tell the whole story right now, and he's looking at Drudge about this 20-pound rat, Nutria, that have come in from South America, and they've got all over the country, and how they're attacking people, and how they're a big problem. We can put the 20-pound rat story. And he goes, look at this giant effing rat. And he and Jim were the first to get here, I guess, at 1 o'clock, he was saying. So they put on screen the article that was linked on DrudgeReport.com about the giant effing rat. Invasive 20-pound rodent increasingly burrowing into California. By the way, here in Texas, they get a lot bigger than that. They got one in Brazil that's the same family, but not it's like 40, 50 pounds. They get even bigger. My mom had an Olympic coach. She was in master swimming who got bit, had part of their foot taken off. On Lake Austin. So these nutrients are a big issue. But that's not the point. Zach goes, look at this giant effing rat. Well, we'll repeat what happened. And Jen's right there. Siri tells you, watch your language. So it's beyond, I'm typing something to my buddy going, look at this, I do it, effing thing. It says, look at this ducking thing. It's all AI. This is AI. And people say, and all over the web, it's happening. There's over 10,000 videos. I looked at it. Of suddenly it's happening to everyone where it goes, watch your mouth. You're talking about Bezos or Amazon bad. Alexa pops in. You're talking about Google. Siri pops in. So this was Siri today on your iPhone. Zach, enough of me ranting about it. This is just a personal experience. Tell folks what happened.
Yeah, so like my normal day process, I come into this show and I print everything from Drudge and InfoWars. And one of the main things I do is, you know, we banter back and forth talking about different articles. And like you said, the article about the invasive 20-pound rodent, the Nutria, from South America came up. And I was just baffled by the size of it and just went to Jen and said, hey, look at this big effing rat. And next thing you know, me and Jen are just sitting there and Siri pops up and goes, watch your language. And that's all she said.
And let's be clear, you had walked over to Jen. Her station's right,
yes,
right by you. Your station's over there. You're like 6 feet away. Maybe pull the camera out. Your station is to your right on the camera. You're over there. You don't have the phone in your hand.
Is where I was sitting.
Yeah.
My phone was on the table, basically, about 3 feet away from me. Jen is on the other side, over here. And as this is all happening, just randomly out of nowhere, you just see, watch your language. And my phone turns on. I wasn't touching it. My battery, I wasn't doing anything to the phone. And it just listened to me. Even the screen was locked. I hadn't even looked at it in about 10, 15 minutes because I was printing articles. So that's why it was so bizarre to me that just in the middle of me doing nothing, anywhere near the phone, it's still following me and listening to everything that I'm saying.
And by the way, the terms of service admit that. This is admittedly going on. The question is, and here's the big question for you and then Jen who heard it, because you guys got it earlier. It's, as you know, we looked at earlier, 10,000 plus videos saying just Siri alone told me to not use bad language or called the cops on me, not to mention Alexa or Google's assistant. There's like 20 of these or more. That's the issue is they're putting algorithms in to test and get you used to it, bossing you and spying on you. And then they've got Bezos with ads about how Alexa's sweet and lost its voice. I mean, this is sick. Jen, tell folks what you heard. You were there.
So, yeah, I read these articles, and he says, look at this giant effing Nutri-Rat. And then Siri says exactly that. Watch your language. And I look at him, and we look at each other, and we're like, oh, my God. And I asked him, did you program her to say that? And he's like, no.
Because yeah, you can't even program Siri. Google. Siri's Google. It's Google in your life with a thing in your house or listening to every damn thing you say, and people just sit here like it's no big deal. All I'm saying is let's have a debate about it.
Yeah, and I agree once again. Like, this is not the first time I've seen this happen to me and my phone. This is probably about the third or fourth time since I've had the...
You mentioned it before. What was the thing you said about 2 months ago? What did it do?
God, I can't remember. It was just turning itself on and just it would just beep. And it would just, the Siri beep that bloop. It, once in a while, you would just hear it fire on me. So it was just, you know, always listening once in a while.
Who in their right mind would put a corporation's robot, that's what it is, in your house... And then it's spouting off saying, watch your mouth.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's just the fact that the device was mostly in a standby state. I don't know why, unless I was holding the phone in my hand and opening it.
Hey, Siri, watch your mouth, you AI scum. Watch your mouth over there, Mr. Schmidt.
Exactly.
What else do you think about this? Do you have any other comments?
I do have an interesting story. About 2 months ago, I was out with my friends, and I mentioned that night that I said I was going to visit my parents tomorrow. And so the very next day, I get into the car, and you know how it always the destination?
Yeah, for some reason, I think that's a wireless mic. For some reason, it's getting feedback connection problems. Maybe stand up. I don't know if you're getting a good feed there or somebody's messing with it. But Jen, tell folks what happened.
So, yeah, so I basically was out a bunch with my friends on a Saturday night, and I mentioned that I was going to go visit my mom the next day, and my parents live out in a nursing home in Lakeway. And so, you know how when you get in your car, it tells you the destination of where you're going?
Yes.
Frequently visit? But I hadn't visited my parents in at least 3 weeks, and so when I get in my car, it says 40 minutes to FM 620. Which I'm like, how did it know I was going today? So I found that interesting.
Well, this is critical. We need to do more on this. That's why Amazon said 2 years ago, 99% of the time they can guess what you're going to order before you do. We have patterns. The AI is watching all of us. They admit it's learning off of us to control us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep sleeping yet. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.